Well, coming up very soon, the Atlantic Lions Club will be hosting their Belgian Waffle Supper and Bake Sale coming up on Thursday, May 25th here in Atlantic. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and some of the other good stuff that they do for the community here this morning. We have Leon Hodges with us and Jim Nordskog with us here this morning as well to talk a little bit about some of the activities. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, that was really good without me having to direct the choir.
Yeah.
Leon, you guys have had an opportunity here to bring back the Belgian waffles. That's a popular thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had it for a while. He wasn't doing it for a while, so now he's back doing it, and it's going to be good to have him here. So as we look at Lionism in the local community, I'm going to have Jim talk a little bit about why he joined Lions and how long he's belonged and so forth.
Sure. What got you started?
Well, you might know a character, Greg Schuler. I'm not sure. He's kind of sketchy out there. But when I moved here a little over 10 years ago, Greg had asked me if I would join the Lions, and I figured that being his favorite brother-in-law and all, that he was doing it that for that reason. But I was not part of a service organization before that, so I was like, sure, I'll give it a try. A little skeptical, of course. But I'll tell you what, after we got going and you would see the parents of one of the kids, when we went out to test their eyes, needed to be checked out, and they were so grateful for that, or somebody we donated money so they could get eyeglasses or hearing aids or something. It's just, it's beyond words, these people, how happy they are that something like this has happened. And it's been good ever since. I have no complaints.
You know, a lot of people will, and we're very charitable here in Iowa, a lot of folks will give to different mm-hmm. types of organizations to help out. A lot of times it's typically money. But when you see people directly because of either the money that you've raised or the services that you're able to provide, and you see the people that you're actually helping, it makes a big difference.
Big difference. Big difference.
That eye testing, we've been doing that for about 20 years now, yeah. And have tested over 3,000 eyes here locally. It's called the Kids Sight Program, and we're going to have the camera out there at the Belgian Waffle Supper. And not that we'll be trying it out necessarily, but so people can see what the camera's like.
Mm-hmm. And this is a piece of equipment that was purchased through a lot of these types of events, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
It was cost was $10,000 when we purchased a number of years ago, and we share it with the clubs at Harlan, Audubon, and Exira. So we have to pass the camera around, and But it works the same for all the clubs and does a good job. And they test whether the kids have a lazy eye or something that might not have been caught. So,
sure.
And we do that locally. We've done it in Ada and Messina and Griswold we used to. So it's been a good program over the years.
Yeah, well, and being able to cooperative program like that with those other chapters, it just broadens your reach.
Yes.
Help more people that way.
Now, when people come to the Waffle Supper, a lot of times they're wondering, just why are we doing this? why do we have waffles, pancake suppers, sell Christmas trees, and everything else? So I just have a short list because I'm sure Jim doesn't have all day for us to take up his radio station. But just some of the quick things that we take money from the club that we raise and give it to. We also do, besides sight and hearing, we do a lot with diabetes now. So we sponsor a child to go to Camp Herco Hollow that has type 1 diabetes. Of course, we fund glasses and hearing aids for children and adults that can't afford it. We donate money to the YMCA for the youth fund. We take $1,000 annually and we send it to the Iowa Lions Foundation, which donates all that money back. It's amazing that an organization doesn't keep some of it to run things over there. Mm-hmm. But the money's there. They take care of the Kids Sight Program, the Cochlear Implant Center, the Lion Eyes Bank, the Lions Hearing Aid Bank, and we also help fund the Iowa School for the Deaf. Camp Courageous, which is a camp for mentally and physically disadvantaged children and adults. We help sponsor that. Of course, Leader Dog, that's a dog for the blind. We sponsor that. And then we send money to the library for the Dolly Parton, you know, function that they have. So the money doesn't just sit in some pot somewhere, you know, so Leon can make a car payment or something. It actually, yeah, it actually, you know, gets used and gets sent out there in the community, you know, so it can benefit people that need assistance. So.
Sure. Well, I know some of that money just stays right here too to help fund local projects. You guys get asks by different groups and projects, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, like Nishna Valley and so forth. And we also support the Iowa Lions International Foundation, which works with disaster relief and things in this area. I think we send $1,000 a year there.
Annually for that, yep.
I was counting up, I think over the past year, it's been about $8,700 that we've contributed to one cause or another. And we've been doing this for so long that give me a little bit of money and hopefully find a use for all of it.
You bet. So. Well, and I know some groups and organizations, because I've heard from the others telling me about how difficult it is to get new members these days.
Yeah.
I assume it's a challenge for the Lions too, but what is involved for folks who might be interested?
Well, other than if you came to a pancake or a waffle feed or saw us selling Christmas trees, or you even came to one of our meetings, which is the last Tuesday of the month, and we have it down at the Walnut Street Diner, they could come down there and catch us there as well. And it's not super hard to get signed up. We pretty easy outfit to get a hold of. And then you can be as active as you want as far as helping with the waffle supper or the Christmas trees or anything like that, or going out to test eyes, you know, for the kids. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of stuff you could choose from to be a part of it as much as you would like to spend, you know, time-wise.
Sure. You always have a program and always have a good meal. And it's the fourth Tuesday
of the month, yep.
Of the month, whatever. And so it's a good way to spend an evening. Jim has also done some carpentry work for us, making those boxes for the flowers over at Mullet Park. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call the boxes, but flower boxes or vegetable
raised
boxes.
Beds. Raised beds, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we... That park has to be in the end of my block, but there's a lot of work going down there. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on down in Mullet Park these days.
Yeah, I think they're all spoken for.
I think so. And there again, the Lions, they applied for grants and paid for a lot of that stuff that's happening down there as well. So that's kind of cool.
So lots of good reasons. And, of course, make some friends, too. That's
exactly.
The social function is also important as well.
But. I don't know if hanging out with Leon, you know, but it's all right, I guess.
Here we go. All right.
Always have our board meeting prior to our regular meeting the same night.
Sure. Yep. All right. Very good. Well, again, that Belgian Waffle Supper coming up on Thursday, May 25th. That's at the Cass County Community Center. Now, it says bake sale here, too, so that'll be a part of it?
The bake sale has been doing really well. So, yes, there'll be a lot of goodies there that you can buy separate from the Waffle Supper. The Waffle Supper, of course, it's $10 a person, 5 or under, eats for free. And that's if you're still hungry, you go back and get some more. That's how it works. So you're not just one waffle and that's it. You can come back as much as you want.
The last one we had, we raised $2,500. And it went to mental health services here in Cass County, a rather new organization.
Very good. So you're getting some good support.
Yep. It worked out really well last fall. So
very good. They get their tickets in advance, get them at the door. Either way works.
Either way works.
Same cost.
Okay, very good. Again, that's $10 a person, 5 and under, eat free. So, you know, there you go. It's a nice opportunity to bring the family out.
Bring the family
out. Maybe my phone number in case somebody wants to. 712-254-0549 if you're interested in learning more.
All right, very good. Again, that's 4:30 to 7 p.m. That's on Thursday, May 25th at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy a good meal and also support a good cause, too. The Atlantic Lions offering that Belgian waffle supper and bake sale. Make sure you look around and see some of the good stuff there, too. Jim, Leon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, and appreciate all that you and the other Lions do for the community.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.